York City, it's the Gary Null Show. And now, your host, Gary Null.
Hi, everyone. I'm Gary Null, here to share as much insight as possible within the next 55 minutes of how to live a longer and healthier life.
Our fun drives are such that we try to make them as creative and productive as possible. And also, we're doing all that we can, and I just want to assure people that we have taken a whole new step up, the management has, in seeing that the premiums are delivered in a timely manner. And that's a very positive step, so I'm very encouraged. In any case, before I tell you about the Supreme Health Formula, we have to have a larger context, Tony, as you were beginning there. As people may know, who've been listening to the station for any period of time, I've been here for going on 42 years. March 15th, it'll be 42 years.
Beware the Ides of March.
Yes. And during that period of time, I have seen nationwide people's habits based upon their individual ethnicities, their cultures, their family backgrounds and conditioning, what they're willing to do as far as taking a step towards better health or not. And this past week, Tony, there was a new study released, and in that study it said that Americans who are actively not doing healthy things, instead doing sick things, things will cause illness, 97.3% of the population in the United States. That's 93.7. And I'm thinking, wow, because back in 1972, when I was on tour and lecturing, we guesstimated at that time that about 1.5% of the American population were vegetarian. Now, not vegan, only a tiny fraction that was vegan, but they were maybe lacto-ovo-vegetarian. They were eating eggs or eating fish or dairy. But at least they were making a conscientious effort to improve their diet. Now, that said, today we have approximately around, more or less, about 12 million people who are making healthy lifestyle choices consistently every day. Now, to give you an idea, that's far more people than live in New York City and its suburbs. That's a large number of people. That would be the largest city in the United States if all of them live in one place. So the idea that we only have 2.3% of the population in the United States doing daily healthy habits is surprising. Here are the other statistics. As of this year, we're eating more meat than ever before per person, and more chicken, more beef, more pork, more bread. We're eating more French fries, more pizzas, more milkshakes, more desserts, more sugar than ever before in American history. We're doing less exercise. The people who are exercising are doing great. Those who are not and living a sedentary lifestyle are suffering. Now, correspond all those unhealthy habits, all the sodas we're drinking, all the artificial sweeteners we're consuming. And there's two chemicals that are really culprits, Tony. One is called acrylamides. That's what you get when you brown something, a bagel, a donut, a toast, a potato chip, a French fry, anything that gets a tough little skin on it because you're not healthy, that's not good. That's why we have to be very conscientious about all those refined carbohydrates, because once they go into the body, they just turn into some sugars, and we don't want that. We also know now that when we're eating meat products, well, because you have to cook them, or they're dangerous. Even when you cook them, they're still dangerous.
Especially if you burn them.
Well, when you burn them, you destroy some bacteria, yes, but you also create a chemical, the heterocyclic amines. And those heterocyclic amines are extremely dangerous. Now, what are acrylamides and heterocyclic amines? Let's say you have a hamburger. You got the bun, and you got the meat, or a hot dog. Or you have a pizza. You got the salami, or beef, And then you've got the crust. Grilled cheese sandwich, same way. What are you getting? You're getting two of the most pro-inflammatory producers in the world. Now, our bodies contain anywhere from 50 to 100 trillion cells, depending upon our size and age. Let's just round it off. Let's just say for argument's sake, and this is purely argument's sake, that we have 50, let's go the low number, 50 trillion. Here's what people should understand, and I'm giving you the real simple version of this. It's far more complex. Each of those cells, each of the 50 trillion cells, is damaged about 10,000 times per day. 10,000 cell alterations per 24 hours. So when you see someone and say, how you doing? Oh, I'm all right. I'm on this medication. I got the low blood pressure. I got the diabetes. My prostate's swollen. I got a tumor in my breast. I got an obstruction in my colon. I'm beginning to forget stuff, don't have the good short-term memory I used to have. I can't remember what I read last night in a book, and I forgot the title of that movie. All that is due to that inflammation, because inflammation is what creates free radicals. The free radicals then attack the cells. Hundreds of billions per second. Now, when they attack the cell can only do so much to protect itself, and it becomes damaged. And one of the things the cell does, if it feels that a carcinogen or really something toxic is killing it, it will create what is known as a suicide cell. It will sacrifice itself so that the cell behind it, in line for division, is less likely to be hurt. And that tells you the consciousness that exists inside the human body. And so anything we can do to lessen oxidative stress, to lessen the attack of free radicals on the cells, to lessen the cytokines and tumor necrosis factor alpha and these other chemicals in the body, prostaglandins, which create the free radicals, and the less we do comes right back to what we eat and drink, because that's the match that lights the fire, that causes inflammation, that causes diabetes, cancer, macular degeneration, cataracts. It causes varicosities. It causes heart attacks. It causes stroke. It causes Alzheimer's, Parkinson's. It causes all that. So, here we are, and it's, as a research scientist, some may not know, I was a research senior fellow at the Institute of Applied Biology, heading the Department on Anti-Aging Medicine for 33 years. Also, I'm a registered dietitian and a clinical nutritionist, board certified, and a PhD and postdoc in human nutrition and public health science, multidisciplinary. So I come to this by looking at the facts, not myth, not what's popular in the moment, not consensus. And when I look at all this, I see, gee whiz, why aren't intelligent people, and we've got a lot of intelligent people in our society, look, we have over 17.2 million professionals in our society, doctors, lawyers, engineers, accountants, CPAs, architects, professors, people who have mastered at great time and skill and sacrifice. They have mastered an area that gives them a competence and a deferred respect to give us their insights and help. We want to know that they're smart if they're designing an engine for an airplane. They're the ones who are helping make our life better in so many ways. And yet talk with those people and ask them, what are you eating? Well, what do you mean what I'm eating? No, what'd you eat today? Why? Well, because what you ate and what you drank will directly determine how long you're going to live and what disease you're going to get. All this nonsense. So here we go into collective cognitive dissonance. We disconnect from our cognition, our capacity for critical thinking. And hence, you have no idea, Tony, how frustrating it is to talk with people who are very intelligent and deservedly so for what they have done in their discipline and mastery when it comes to their skills for their career, but as dumb as a log when it comes to their health. I mean, You don't get any more dumbed down than someone who thinks that they're going to take a poison in the body, but it's going to be immune from a consequence. My own family included.
Myself included.
All right? You have no idea how many times I sat at the dinner table when I'd go home and my whole family be there, aunts, uncles, because they all ate Sunday dinner together, and there'd be this kind of not hurtful mocking, not at all, but nonstop mocking. Oh, Gary, are you going to eat some lettuce like our rabbit? Yeah, I will. And I just left it at that, because no matter what I said, they wouldn't change. Because in their mind, and these are engineers, by the way. My uncles were engineers. And so I watched them. I watched them die. I watched them get sick. Not once did they say, can you help us? I could have, but you can't help a person that doesn't want. It's like pushing a rope up a hill. You're not going to succeed. But fortunately, in New York, which is far more cosmopolitan, that's why I love the city and the people in it, I can differ with them, but at least, unlike some places in this country, there's not a whole lot of passive-aggressive. If someone doesn't like it, they'll tell you, right? New Yorkers allow you to know exactly what they think, whether you want to hear it or not, and that's something I actually appreciate about them. But also here, there were more people interested, truly interested in their health, and they've been the ones in the audience. But even the people in the audience, 90% of the audience in my own radio show, some people listening to me for 40 years will say, oh, I'm listening every day 40 years, taking notes. I even tape recorded the shows. I got a whole library, Gary and all shows. Why are you 200 pounds overweight? Why are you smoking? Well, you know, I mean, I listen to that. That doesn't mean I have to do everything. Friend, you're not doing anything. You know what? And that's the other frustrating thing, seeing this. But I also know that they're good people. And so it's not, do we know what to do to prevent all disease? Yes. Can we reverse disease? Absolutely. I just had on the stations where it played, the number one show on PBS stations, like in Colorado and around the country this past year, called Plant Codes, where doctors healed themselves on a plant-based diet and then healed their patients. Nobody knew this. You would think that this would be important. It is. But what if this word got out? What if suddenly 60 Minutes or Dateline or some of the big shows started having doctors who healed themselves using a plant-based diet, no drugs, plant-based diet? Do you realize what a threat that would be to the pharmaceutical industry and the medical industrial complex? So that information just doesn't have much of a form to get out. That said, I then said, well, what can I do? Tony, what can I do to people who are not going to radically change their diet, which they should, who are going to exercise every day, which they need to? It's the one thing that can add 10 years onto your active lifespan. Who are not going to be doing mindful meditation or prayer or yoga. They're just not going to do it. So what can I do? And then I came up with an idea. What if I gave them what I consider, and what science considers, in my personal opinion, the most comprehensive, in-depth, all-inclusive supplement? We're not talking, Tony, about something out of a drugstore. We're not talking about something out of a health food store. We're talking about something that is so unique, so revolutionary. It is the difference between typing on a typewriter, which is fine, and using a voice-activated computer where you talk and it automatically not just types what you're talking, it grammatically corrects what you're saying. That's the difference. Why? What makes the Supreme Health Formula unique and different? First, because you're not going to find it any place out there. I don't have a marketing national, worldwide, multi-level. I don't do any of that stuff. I just create things for small, tiny core of people because I'm so busy with my documentaries. Oh, by the way, I just sent you the email just now, just an hour ago. We were accepted with deadly Deadly Deception is the Miami International Film Festival. We just won two other film festivals, including the Los Angeles International Independent Film Festival last week, Best Director, Best Film for Deadly Deceptions. And this is only out 2 weeks, and we're already in seven film festivals, so that's, and the Houston International Film Festival we also won. But that's what I'm doing. I'm out right now. I'm on the road. I'm filming a new documentary on the abuses in psychiatry called Manufacturing Madness to show you that almost everything you've been told about ADD, ADHD, drugging of our children, that we all need it. We need psychiatric exam to show whether or not we need medications. All this is a scam.
All lies. All lies.
All lies. And, Tony, every single person, I'm not interviewing the patients. I'm not going that route. I'm not going to show the mother. You know, I did for drugging of our children, but there was a mother who talked about her football son, who was great, a football-playing son who was quarterback, and he broke up with his girlfriend, and as is going to happen. And so she recommended he see a psychiatrist. He gave the drug, a selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor. 2 weeks later, she came home. He hung himself in the attic, and he had never had a suicidal thought. That's what psychiatric stress does. But just to let people know, most of my time is spent on the road filming socially relevant documentaries, writing investigative reports. I've put two out in the last 4 weeks, including one that's free there for people to read, fully footnoted, all vetted for accuracy by our own in-staff scholars.
Gary, we know that your work is superb. I want to go back for just step back a second to you talking about your family who won't listen to you, because I am that person too. I have been on the air with you for years, and you know, I'm starting to get some years on me, it turns out. And so I haven't really needed to pay attention. I use your juices and your drinks from here and there, but I haven't regularly supplemented. But you changed my life, really, Gary, with this product. So after you sent the product to me, I took it for 5 days. And the fifth day was last Saturday, I think. I leapt out of bed on Sunday morning at 6 a.m. with so much energy, I didn't know what to do with myself. At 5 days of taking this, now I've been taking it twice a day. I don't know what you recommend on the bottle, but I just started taking it twice a day because I realized I really needed to do this and had not been listening to you. I'm the person that has every opportunity. I'm on the air with you, and I have not been taking your advice. I still have been drinking sodas and doing this. So this is what happened, Gary, after 5 days. I noticed that my cravings for the worst foods had started to lessen, not go away, but to lessen. I noticed that I had way more energy than I had had in months. What was I doing differently? Supreme Health Formula, Gary Null. By the way, folks, if you want to get a bottle of this, 180 capsules, which we're going to send out to you, you can call us at 516-620-3602. It's a $100 pledge of support. After that, Gary, I noticed that I was more present. My mind is clearer. I have since stopped drinking sodas or any carbonated thing because I've learned that carbonation disrupts the digestive process. It disrupts the stomach acid, and you can't digest or absorb the nutrients anyway once you put that into your system. Amazing. So I have more energy. I am clearer. I am more present. I am eating less garbage. I have dropped sodas altogether. That's after 5 days of taking Gary Null's Supreme Health Formula. My life has literally changed. Before you go there, Gary, let me just give the number one more time and let folks call 516-620-3602. It is a $100 pledge of support. I'm not kidding, y'all. My life has changed. I will be supplementing for the rest of my life. I realize that this is not something you do once. This is something you have to sustain because our food does not have these nutrients. And in Ayurvedic medicine, they consider minerals as states of consciousness. So if you don't have these minerals in your body, according to Ayurvedic medicine, you're missing states of consciousness. How can you be a complete person? Your body needs 90 or 8, somewhere between 80 and 90 minerals and vitamins a day to function properly. We're not getting them in food. That's why I'm taking Gary Null Supreme Health Formula. I took it this morning before I came here. I was Gary. I'm a singer, songwriter. I'm a musician. I was out in a bar drinking last night, frankly. And this morning, I'm up at 6 a.m. full of energy because I took my second dose last night. My life has changed from adding this into my regimen, and I am grateful to you. 516-620-3602. In fact, Gary, I'll get to that later. I'm going to get back over to you. 516-620-3602, folks. Supreme Health Formula from Gary Null, a $100 pledge of support to WBAI. Make that call. I'm telling you, it has had such an impact on me that I feel like I'm a different person from the person I was last week. I am less grumpy, I am less moody, and I am happier and more present. I cannot tell you how quickly I began to notice that my body, I'm going to say something that I probably shouldn't say on the air, Gary, but I'm going to say it anyway. I'm a spiritual person. I am telling you that as I approached the bottle, after a couple of days of taking it, I could feel my body going, yes, yes, give us that, feed us that. That literally happened to me. 516-620-3602, a $100 pledge of support this morning to WBAI, a $100 pledge of support to possibly change your life, or at least to impact your health in the way that mine has been impacted. And you know, Gary, you know how I know when I'm losing weight, I start to see my cheekbones in the mirror. That has also begun to happen. I'm starting to see my cheekbones stand out, my aboriginal cheekbones. When they show up, I know that I'm starting to drop poundage. So I am so excited and so grateful that you sent this over to me. Thank you. 516-620-3602. Make a call. Make a pledge of support. You may be impacted the way I was. What did I do differently? Just added some nutrients into my body that were missing. My body, my cells are literally happy. They literally jump with joy when I go to put this into my system. I'm not kidding, y'all. 516-620-3602. Give us a call. Gary, back over to you.
Thank you, Tony. And those experiences are not exceptional. They're normal. And let me explain why. Several years ago, there was an effort to control all supplementation. We fought. The American people fought for our freedom of choice, and we won. But in the process, I volunteered to go to a hearing to present information on the power, the science, the potencies, and the need for different supplementation. This was at a time when those who were pro-pharma, pro-drugs, anti-vitamins, anti-organic, and pro-GMOs, they were saying, oh, there's no real science behind it. I had over 500,000 studies. Let me repeat that, 500,000 studies from peer-reviewed literature on the efficacy, the safety, and the potency, the chemistry of vitamins and minerals. So the fact that they didn't have this, even their own library medicine has this, and some of the best studies in America, including the nurses studied Harvard and the doctor studied Harvard, following for over 35 years a group of doctors and nurses, over 80,000, show that they're nutrient deficient. The American diet, you're right, Tony, the American diet, the SAD diet, is deficient. It's overprocessed. Your antioxidants like vitamin C, vitamin E are really destroyed, and we need these. The body can only function to the degree that it can by what you put into it. If you put junk in, the body has nothing that it can make from that. You put chemicals in, it can't make anything from that. It has to store it in its fats, pesticides, herbicides, germicides. So knowing that, what I've done is I did something just very practical. Over a year ago, I asked the members of my new audience, what are you willing to do and what are you not willing to do? Just be honest with me. And I got a bunch, I mean a huge number of responses. Well, I'm willing to exercise 3 days a week. Well, I'm willing to, you know, try a glass of juice once a week. Well, it was episodic. Only about 2% of the people in my audience says, whatever we have to do to live a longer, healthier life and prevent disease, we'll do it. I took that information. I then put together the Supreme Health Formula. Let me tell you what's in it. First, it's vegan. These are capsules. Now, why a capsule versus a tablet? Because a capsule starts to digest the moment you put it in your mouth. Mm. As a result, you're getting a much higher level of absorption and utilization. The bioavailability, meaning how much is actually going to get into your cells, is what's important. You can put a tablet, and if you're over the age of 40, why don't you just check when you take a tablet in the morning whether or not you pass part or all of that tablet later that day or the next day? Because, as you said, you're drinking soft drinks, and soft drinks have all forms, including phosphoric acid, and those are diuretic, meaning they drain water out of the body, which you don't want. You don't want to be dehydrated. It affects your energy. But also, it blocks the proper digestion. The enzymes in the stomach, the pepsin, lipase, amylase, that help break down food. Remember, the food doesn't get digested because you have teeth in the stomach. It's the acids there that digest it. So when you take in a capsule, a vitamin capsule, if it's a vegan one, it's going to break down immediately. But what's in it? And you only take it once a day in the morning. 10,000 units of vitamin A from beta-carotene and palmitate. Vitamin C in its buffered form, 500 milligrams. Vitamin D, 1,000. Vitamin E, again, natural vitamin E, Tony, 200 units. Then here's the big ones, B1, B2, and B6, and B12, 25, 25, and 500 micrograms. That's a perfect combination. And if anyone cares about their homocysteine, now you know why I put those in there. Then calcium and magnesium. And these are both 500 milligrams from citrate. That's the superstar form to take it in. Most of the other time when you go into a store, you're getting the cheap form, and which is very poorly absorbed. Then manganese and chromium and molybdenum and selenium and pentothenic acid and vitamin D and folic acid. 800 micrograms folic acid, by the way, and biotin. There's something that if you care about your hair, paraben and benzoic acid, vitamin K, iron from vegan sources, iron, which is different than the animal sources, zinc at 15 milligrams, boron, there's for your bones, iodine, 100 micrograms from potassium, copper, 2 milligrams from lysinate and potassium, which you also find important. And now here are the superstars. Here are the ones that you're not going to get in most of the vitamins. Coenzyme Q10, superstar. Quercetin, superstar. Pycnogenol. You look up and Google the science behind pycnogenol, and you'll see why I included it. Mm-hmm. P-Y-C-N-O-G-E-N-O-L. Pycnogenol. Ginkgo biloba, 100 milligrams. Green tea extract, 100 milligrams. Glutathione. Phosphatidylserine, you talk about something for your brain. Lutein of citrus bioflavonoids, N-acetylcysteine, choline bitartrate, inositol, bromelain, melatonin, acetyl-L-carnitine. Now, this is the formula. Here's what we did. I had someone from my staff, after I made this formula, go to a local health food store and ask them, what would it cost if we bought a month's supply of each of these individual ingredients in the potency I just mentioned?
Mm-hmm.
It was $486.
Wow.
Okay, so when people call the station, they're saving around $386 over what they would pay if they bought these separately. But also, Tony, here's something else. I looked at what people need if they're not going to be eating a high-quality plant-based diet with at least 4 to 5 glasses of fresh organic juice a day, exercising each day, and dealing with stress. So I included everything that I knew into this so that it's called compensation. I can't and you can't, no one can get the average person to do something if their habits and their conditioning tell them they're not going to change. But what we can do is we can do something to help them, even if they stay the way they are, because this is a superstar. I mean, this does the heavy lifting, because each one of the, I don't make any claims. I've never made a claim. But if you look at the science behind everything I just mentioned, just look at the science behind quercetin or coenzyme Q10 or ginkgo or green tea. Look at the science. What does science actually say? The thousands of articles on these in the peer-reviewed literature. You'll think, wow, it does all that? Yeah, it does all that. And hence, what you were suggesting is not a surprise. It is what could reasonably be expected. Now, so what I've done is I've created this so that it can help people. The station is offering it so it can help the individuals. And also, if you go to a conference, there's a big conference every year. It's about, I guess, 12 to 15,000 exhibitors. It takes up the whole Anaheim Civic Center. And I've been out there. And it was interesting because I was at our sister station during a premiere and a lecture to raise funds for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a day to kill. And so I heard that the conference was going on, so I drove down to Anaheim, and I went to this conference, and there was one area where they had all the vitamin companies and special supplements. And this guy, whose name was also Gary, called me over, and he said, hey, I just want to thank you. And I thought, you know, thank me for, you know, writing some books and helping people. And he said, every time you come up with a formula, we duplicate it.
Wow.
And, well, you can't patent these formulas if it's natural. And he said, but we're not the only ones. Everyone else is doing it too. And I said, why don't you just do your own? He said, we don't have nutritional biochemists. You're that. You have that background. You're a scientist, nutrition scientist, nutritional biochemistry and inorganic chemistry. We don't have any of that.
Well, Gary, you know that talent borrows, genius steals. It's a common saying. Folks, 516-620-3602 is the number for you to call to get a hold of this Supreme Health Formula. I'm not just talking gibberish here. I am taking this stuff every day, and my life has changed. You know what I realized, Gary? After 5 days, my cravings for sodas went away. I was craving something in that soda that I wasn't getting in my diet. It went away because I was supplementing now with vitamins and minerals that were missing. I can't say enough how impactful this has been for me. I am shocked by the result. And it's the only thing I've changed. I mean, certainly I've begun an exercise regimen, not a stringent one, but some exercise regimen, but primarily the only difference I'm doing, because I'm not going to make the giant changes that you talk about all the time. I know that. But what I've done is to at least supplement myself. And Gary, when you get the clarity back in your head, in your brain, when that clarity returns to you and you realize, well, you don't necessarily know that it's gone. I didn't realize that I was being foggy sometimes or a little out of it here and there. Or I couldn't. This is the key. Stress. I'm handling stress better. Because my body isn't in a panic because it's starving. My body's not focused on where am I going to get the next meal, and so I'm handling all of the things around me better. My work, my whatever stressors are coming to me, it's incredible what has happened by just supplementing with a few vitamins and minerals that are effective. Remember, folks, people make all kinds of vitamins and minerals. Your body can't absorb them. They're not effective. This is working for me, at least. I don't know what your experience will be, but I want you to consider it. Call us at 516-620-3602. Give us a phone call right now. Make that pledge of support. And I am telling you, commit to changing your health. Commit now to changing your health. Commit to doing something. This one thing. If you're not going to do all of the other things that Gary wants you to do, I'm telling you, folks, Gary, it's become a mission for me, because I know that black people are so afflicted with this lack of nutrition. I'm going to spend next portion of my life focused on educating my community about this. It's that important to me. It's impacted me that greatly. I want to tell everyone I know. I sent a note to my family. In fact, Gary, I'm going to read a text that I sent to one of my friends on that Sunday morning when I woke up. And I was jumped out of bed with all of that energy. I was like, holy cow, where is this coming from? And I wrote this to, she has this is the mother of my nephew, who's 2 years old, and I wrote this to her. Gary Nault asked me to pitch his most complete mineral/vitamin supplement, which contains many of the elements in fulvic acid. I asked and received a sample. Oops, I hit the wrong button there. Hang on just a moment, y'all. Bear with me. Good Lord. Don't know how to work my phone. So while I've only used it about 5 days and probably double the dosage, taking it mornings and evenings, I swear I feel like my life has changed. I feel noticeably mentally clearer. Oh, I don't even remember writing this. I'm energized and excited, whereas I'd normally be headed to sleep. I'm already losing cravings for and or naturally saying no to bad foods. You and James, my nephew, both need these minerals. It might calm his little booty down a bit and change his cravings for sweets. It will certainly give you more energy to keep up with him. Do it now. Also, I'd normally never write an email or text this long. This is important. Share it with your mother, too. I wrote that to, that wasn't supposed to be on the air. That's what I wrote to my friend, the mother of my little nephew, whom I love, on Sunday morning after I jumped out of bed with all of this energy and realized what was happening to my body. That is real life right there, folks. That's what happened to me. 516-620-3602. Let's take a moment here to get these phone lines lit up. It's only a $100 pledge of support. It is so valuable. $100 is nothing compared to what's happening to my body, compared to what's happening to my ability to deal with stress, compared to what's happening with my mental clarity, compared to what's happening with waking up in the morning and friggin' having energy. 516-620-3602 or give to WBAI.org. Again, 516-620-3602. Or give the numeral to WBAI.org. You're looking for Gary Null's Supreme Health Formula. It's vegan. You heard all the elements that he's put into it. And he didn't even go through everything. There is more and more. But it is just, I can't say enough about it. My life has literally been changed. 516-620-3602. I will continue, Gary, to take these. And I have to again say thank you to you publicly for sending that to me and making me realize I didn't know that I was craving sodas, for instance. I did realize that I didn't have the same energy I've had over the last year or so, that my energy had begun to wane. But, you know, I didn't really know why that was happening. But just the fact, the mental clarity and the energy alone, I have to say, y'all should check this out. 516-620-3602 or give to WBAI.org. We want to see 20 folks calling in here in the next 3 minutes, pledging at that $100 level. And Gary said this earlier, there are very few outlets where you can get this information clearly, where it's distilled to you in this fashion. Because here's the thing, folks, the mainstream media is driven by commercials. Their products, while people will call in here and say, why are you guys offering that stuff? Meanwhile, the people on TV are telling you that doctor's products, literally the side effect is death. And you're worried about some minerals or some vitamins? Are you kidding me? Literally every other commercial with a pharmaceutical on it, side effects like, you know, you might leak or you might die or your leg might, what else? Craziness. People go and beg for this stuff and it kills them. Why not get something that is full of life and that adds life? 516-620-3602. That's the phone number to call. Give to WBAI.org is the place where you can visit the website and see the product itself. It's 180 capsules, a month's supply of Gary Null's Supreme Health Formula. Again, that's Supreme Health Formula, 516-620-3602. We're looking to get 20 of you on the line. We've got 2 minutes to go. We need those lines to light up. It's a $100 pledge of support for something that's given me a new mission in life. I aim to begin to educate my friends, my family, my community about the importance of what nutrients are missing. Our bodies are starving, folks. They are begging us to put in this kind of nutrition. And that's why we have these cravings for chocolate and coffee and food. And coffee's next, by the way, Gary. I can see that that's going to go the way. I don't drink coffee every day, but I drink it enough. But it's also on its way out the door. I am very excited about the changes that are happening in my life. I'm excited to arrive home and feel like sitting at my computer and doing work instead of walking in the door and crashing. I'm excited about waking up in the morning and being excited about the day, having the energy instead of just dragging. Who wants to go to work? Not me, nobody. But if you gotta go, you might as well be in a good mood. If you gotta go, you might as well be happy about being awake and being alive. And that's what's happened. My cells in my body are excited because they're not starving anymore. 516-620-3602. Gary Null, right back over to you.
Thank you, Tony. There's a new story I'm going to talk about on my program at noon today. It's about elephants, where there are over 350,000 elephants. Half of the entire remaining elephants on the planet are in one country in Africa because the people in that country appreciate natural life, and for the elephants, they have game wardens, and it's a sanctuary. Now, here's what's interesting. The new study shows that elephants know which paths to take to stay away from people that would kill them. And they teach this to other elephants who then take those same paths. This is the way they communicate. Also, if you noticed, elephants will go to certain caves once a year and with their tusks remove minerals from the inside of the caves, and for 2 or 3 days will load their body up for what will amount to the next year's supply. How do they know which caves? How do they know that the minerals in that cave are what they need? But they do. That is one of the, and that's one of the wonderful things about nature. It has so many things that we don't know, and in our hubris, we are not likely to find out. Similarly, almost every single person I counsel, and that's tens of thousands, has been nutrient deficient. When you're taking coffee, coffee is highly anabolic. It's highly acidity forming. And that means that you're not going to get the full benefit of a lot of the things that you take. In fact, some people make the mistake of taking their supplement with coffee in the morning. It goes right through their system. It's diuretic. It's not going to break down. And as a result, they think they're taking something that's helping them. They're not taking something that's bioavailable. Most of the vitamins that you get in this country are made in China. In fact, a lot of the stuff that we eat in this country is made in China. And unless you can verify the quality of that original material, then you don't know what you're getting. And not all nutrients are the same. Is a vitamin C buffered, in which case you can take a lot more of it, and you will not have any acid indigestion from taking the vitamin C. If it's a cheaply made corn-based vitamin C, you could end up with hyperacidic reaction, meaning you get diarrhea or upset stomach. Most of it's made in China. And if you get it elsewhere, it's going to be more expensive. But I would rather spend more on something and knowing that it has the best integrity behind the selection of those nutrients. The one guy that I mentioned, whose name was Gary, I said, how much are you selling your green stuff for? And he told me, and I said, how could you possibly sell it for that? He said, it was simple. You know, we get all of our stuff from China. I said, you realize you could be getting alfalfa, and they could be telling you you're getting spirulina and chlorella, and you're getting junk. Well, it's cheap. And I said, well, mine was grown in an organic certified 7,000-acre farm out in the 7,000 feet up in Utah in the mountains. So it's the pristine pure. He said, yeah, well, no one's going to do that, Gary. Not today. No one's going to do that. They're going for pricing. I said, well, it's important to me to at least know that there's a whole lot of difference in the integrity of a product, and we forget that. You know, we're so focused on price. Why don't you go to a drugstore? Yeah, just understand you're getting what you pay for. You know, there's we don't, and we're paying for obsolescence today. You know, it's cheaper to throw some items away than it is to get them repaired. Do you think that the manufacturer's not aware of that? They're fully aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because they want you to throw stuff away. And have you ever noticed that even if you get a little packet of batteries, they have it super packed. You can't just open it. You got to cut it with a knife. And that's true that we're overpackaging. Then it ends up as garbage in the Great Pacific, as the Great Patch, three times the size of Texas, all pollution. So we've made our lives unnecessarily complicated. In the process, we've gotten away from the basics, like eating an apple a day, eating a banana a day, eating an orange a day. We're not even doing that. We're drinking orange drinks.
Mm-hmm.
We're having fortified apple juice with sugar. And as a result, we've gotten used to how these things taste and how cheap they are. And so we've gotten ourselves in a position where here's the reality of it. No matter what anyone says to the contrary, this is the actual absolute scientific proof. We're the fattest nation on the planet per population. We have more children with adult diabetes than any country in the world, including China or India. We have more mental conditions like Alzheimer's. We lead the world in Alzheimer's, dementia, multiple sclerosis, and other Parkinson's. We also have more diabetes. In the United States, with 331 million people, we have nearly 100 million diabetic and pre-diabetics, which means you're at a greater risk for heart disease, cancers, and stroke. We have more people with depression than any country in the world. We have more insomnia. We don't get a good night's sleep, which affects our immune system.
And by the way, one of the things that I've learned in my research is that if you're one of those people that wakes up in the middle of the night suddenly and doesn't know, some doctors will attribute that to a liver that is overworked. If your liver is overworked, and if you're waking up in the middle of the night suddenly and you're staying awake for 2 hours and don't know why, you probably need, or I'm not going to say what you need, but some doctors recommend that you do a liver flush or supplement your body with something that will give your liver the tools it needs to clean itself. The thing is, folks, and I want to talk a moment about what you're talking about here, Gary, and that is this planned obsolescence. There used to be a focus on quality in this country. There is more of a focus on profit last night. I was standing in a store last night, and a customer asked a guy behind the counter for a bag, and he was like, well, these bags cost me money. And I was like, wow, I remember when it was customer service and not customer, you owe me something now. Something has changed. You can sure go buy products that say there, this, that, and the other, but what you're doing here, folks, is getting something from Gary Null, and you understand that focus on quality, that focus on serving his fellow man goes into the Supreme Health Formula that we're offering you. Quality matters. 516-620-3602. Give us a call right now. A $100 pledge of support for Supreme Health Formula. I am telling you, folks, I am going to spend some portion of my life, beginning as of last Sunday, to educate people about how important this is. I am just amazed that having not changed my diet, having not started a major exercise routine, just by supplementing with Gary Null Supreme Health Formula, my entire body feels different. I literally feel like a different human being. 516-620-3602 or visit give2wbai.org. Make a $100 pledge of support using your MasterCard, using your Discover card, using your American Express, using your Visa card, whatever card you have present. Dial 516-620-3602 and make that pledge of support. Do that now. Do it for yourself. Do it for WBAI and understand again that we are here to have these discussions because of your pledges of support. That's the reason WBAI has been here for 57 years. It's the reason Gary Null has been here for 42 almost years. We're on March 15th, it'll be 42 years. And while we're talking about that, a quick aside, on March 15th, we will be having a live debate on geoengineering right here on these airwaves, produced by Jeff Brady of NOW The News. So you're going to want to tune into that at 3 to 5 p.m. on March 15th. But currently, folks, what I want you to focus on is dialing 516-620-3602. You have kept us here. You have kept Gary Null on these airwaves with your pledges of support. Continue to do that and understand the importance of being able to have a long-form conversation about this. Supplementing your body, not just vitamins, folks, minerals. And when you hear about the pycnogenol, addressing all of the free radicals in your body, all of the elements, carries the Q enzyme 10, all of that to address the free radicals in your body and to supplement what you need. When your liver, I feel like my body's thanking me, Gary. I feel like my body's saying a giant thank you.
Tony, you mentioned earlier that you're going to help the African American community get focused upon being healthy, because they are statistically one of the sickest groups in America. They have more strokes, mm-hmm. more heart disease, more cancer, more breast cancer.
More diabetes.
And it's not genetic.
Right.
It's not genetic. And just to give you an idea, I've been working with a Caribbean church for years over in Brooklyn, and the whole parish is gone to a vegan diet. And then there's an African-American church, up in White Plains, and it's the Seventh-day Adventist Church. And I work with them for 6 months, meeting with them every week, the entire congregation, several hundred people. And they overcame heart disease and cancers and high blood pressure and lost weight. It was just wonderful. And so if you did that, and we had meetings and helped people, got church groups together, had everyone in the church do a healthy program with the minister and all guiding them, that would be terrific also. If you have people in mosques, I'm willing to work with people who are willing to make major changes. So it can make a difference. But just Google ubiquinol or coenzyme Q10 in your heart. That's what I'm going to say.
Okay, right? Gary Null, thank you so much for taking the time to be on WBAI this morning. Folks, we're going to take this time now to get you to call us and pledge your support. We are talking about Gary Null's Supreme Health Formula, available here at WBAI, 516-620-3602, 516-620-3602, a $100 pledge of support to WBAI, a $100 pledge of support to your body. I'm telling you, folks, we are definitely, our cells are starving. Your stomach may be full. Your cells and your organs may be starving. That's why, in part, you're having those cravings. Minerals and vitamins are simply missing from your diet. Don't you want to wake up and feel a little better? Don't you want to have the energy to deal with your children a little better? Don't you want to have the energy to deal with those students you have to see every day who annoy you? Whomever it is, I am telling you, when you start to feel like you can think better, that you're more calm as exterior stressors come at you, just from supplementing. Gary Null's Supreme Health Formula is a $100 pledge of support. Please make a phone call to 516-620-3602. There is no station like WBAI, folks. I am so grateful that I have the opportunity to be behind this microphone sharing this with you. It's a gift to me because I've been inspired by what's happened in my own experience in just about 10 days of taking this supplement. Gary Null Supreme Health Formula, 516-620-3602, or visit give2wbai.org. Consider also becoming a WBAI buddy. That means you pledge, you put something on your card once a month, you call up and 516-620-3602. You say, I'm going to pledge $10 a month or $25 a month or $50 a month or $100 a month. Put that on your credit card. We take it out automatically. You don't even miss it. You've supported WBAI. But I'm going to say again how proud I am to have the opportunity to share this information with New York City because it's my personal experience. I'm not talking about other people's experience. I'm talking about what just happened to me in the last few days. Think about the idea that your life might change in 2 weeks, and maybe it won't, but mine did. 516-620-3602. That's the phone number to call. Commit. And again, this is not something you're going to do one time, folks. I want you to think about a supplementing regimen. And for again, the Black community is the Aboriginal American community is the most afflicted with these diseases, with the sugar, as we call it back at home, afflicted with heart disease, afflicted with cancers. It is our community who is suffering, and we don't know that just adding a little bit into the food. You know, there's an epidemic of asthma among young Black boys because we're drinking the Kool-Aid instead of drinking water because we've already drank the Kool-Aid from TV. We got to stop that, y'all. We have got to stop that. We have got to supplement ourselves. 516-620-3602. That statistic that I just gave out makes no sense whatsoever. We should all be supplementing. And this our children need. You got a child that's running around like crazy. Who knows how this will affect them? I know my energy's changed dramatically. Maybe that will too. You heard in the note that I read about my nephew earlier that I thought it might also help him. 516-620-3602. Make that call. Make that pledge of support. This is WBAI New York. There's only one of us, and we're only here because you're there. Thank you for your pledges of support this morning. You're listening to WBAI New York, 99.5 FM.
I'm Jesse Lentz with a WBAI Resistance Calendar. Saturday, May 5th at 11 a.m., the annual NYC Cannabis Parade will be held in Union Square in Manhattan. The parade is the longest-running public demonstration for the reform of drug policy in New York City and around the world, according to a statement from organizers. Join us on May 5th as we march and rally to end cannabis prohibition, stop racially motivated arrests, and expand and improve the state's medical marijuana program. You can learn more about the demonstration by going to cannabisparade.org or by calling 347-903-4367. Wednesday, May 16th at 7 p.m., Verso Books and the magazine Jacobin will hold a conversation between Dr. Cornel West and Professors Heather Gottney and Adolph Reed Jr. entitled Crashing the Party, From the Bernie Sanders Campaign to a Progressive Movement, at BMCC's Tribeca Performing Arts Center at 199 Chambers Street in Manhattan. Bernie Sanders shocked the political establishment by winning 13 million votes and a majority of young voters in the 2016 Democratic primary, reads a statement from organizers. Since that upset, repeated polls have judged this Democratic socialist to be the most popular politician in the United States. What lessons can be drawn from his surprising insurgent campaign? Find out more by sending an email to verso@versobooks.com, or you can reach the Tribeca Performing Arts Center directly by calling 212-220-1459. Then on Wednesday, May 23rd, the volunteer-run bookstore Blue Stockings will hold a presentation about activist efforts to pass the New York Health Act at 7 p.m. at 172 Allen Street between Stanton and Rivington Streets in Manhattan. Come and join the movement around the New York Health Act, which guarantees comprehensive universal health coverage for every New Yorker, reads a statement from organizers. We need to fight back against the congressional attacks on affordable health care nationally and organize in New York for a health care system that guarantees coverage for all of us. We have never been so close to winning universal health care. To learn more, go to bluestockings.com, or you can reach the bookstore directly at 212-777-6028. And Wednesday, June 6th at 6:30 p.m., and every first Wednesday of the month, the New York City chapter of the Democratic Socialists of America will hold an anti-war working group meeting at the Catholic Worker Mary House at 55 East 3rd Street between 1st and 2nd Avenues in Manhattan. According to the local chapter's website, the group is comprised of over 3,000 members and activists who are working together to build a democratic socialist organization in the five boroughs. We are socialists because we share a vision of a humane social order based on popular control of resources and production, economic planning, equitable distribution, feminism, racial equality, and non-oppressive relationships, reads the group's mission statement. You can learn more by going to socialists.nyc, or you can reach the Catholic Worker Mary House by calling 212-777-9617. That's the WBAI Resistance Calendar for the week ending Saturday, May 5th. I'm Jesse Lent.
My name is Dan Ingram, and I'm a WBAI fan. They've always been, the station that kicked butt and the station that said what you're not supposed to say, because the people in power don't want to hear it, and I love that.
I have to celebrate you, baby.
sister, we're two of a kind. So, sister, I'm keeping my eyes on you. I bet you think I don't know nothing but singing the blues. Oh, sister, have I got news for you? I'm something. I hope you think that you're something too.
And our guest today is Dr. Gwen Scott, a naturopathic doctor and former...
Well, this is WBAI in New York City. I'm not quite sure why that was queued up. That would have been Women, Body, and Soul. However, that's not what is scheduled to be on at this hour, at least not unless there was a memo that I didn't get. So, yeah. And even then, it would have been about 2 minutes early. So bear with us as we prepare for Hour of the Wolf coming your way in about a minute and a half. And let me see if I can find an appropriate minute and a half to play you. No, they don't seem to have one set there. This was certainly, looks like it was set up to run... through, but it has happened many times before that staff get one memo saying when we are supposed to be on the air, and the ops crew get another memo saying what's going to be on. Just curious here. There's a browser open that shows the different programs, and let's take a look on the Wednesday schedule. Yeah, the Wednesday schedule says Hour of the Wolf, so no, there wasn't a memo or anything that I missed. This is as it should be. So do let me stress, however, that what has not changed is our being in a fundraising drive. Are there any headphones around here? I like headphones when I'm on the air. There they are. And we urge you to give a call, as they were talking about from that vastly pre-recorded program that we just heard with Gary Null and Tony Bates. 516-620-3602, or going to give to WBAI.org. I know, by the way, that they stress the number 2 when they say things like that, but... there's actually no need for that. If you type in givetowbai.org, it will get you to the right place where you can then become a WBAI buddy and make a donation on a monthly basis, as little as $5 a month. You know, we can do one of those things that's less than subway transportation for a day, round trip. $5 a month will make you a WBAI buddy. And be sure to credit Hour of the Wolf when you do that, huh? Okay, so for all of my complaining, I'm not yet set with my theme music. Now, why would that be? That would be because... I was taken unawares, says I, on when the show was to begin. And that was about, a minute and a half ago. Time to howl. and good morning. This is Hour of the Wolf, a weekly program dedicated to science fiction, fantasy, enchantment, and the imagination. My name is Jim Freund. This morning we are going to hear the May Day edition of the New York Review of Science Fiction Readings. We have for you Alana C. Meyer and Joel.
I'm Dan Persons, movie reviewer for Hour of the Wolf. I'm not sure what to say about Avengers Infinity War. That's not a bad thing, quite the opposite, actually. This may not be the best film this year, but it's going to be hard to top this in terms of just pure entertainment. And that's not a small order, given a 2.5-hour running time, a scenario that rallies most of the extended Marvel Cinematic Universe, including... And I'm going to try to be inclusive here, just so you understand the magnitude, but I may miss a few. Iron Man, Captain America, Spider-Man, Black Widow, the Guardians of the Galaxy, Vision, Doctor Strange, War Machine, Falcon, Scarlet Witch, Black Panther, White Lightning, no wait, that's Moonshine, sorry, The Hulk, The Winter Soldier, Ant-Man is referred to, but doesn't appear apparently because he's got his own deal in the summer. And that roster gets split up into something like 6 different storylines encompassing 4 or 5 locations in space, and God knows how many earthbound locations. And that's too much. By all rights, a construction like that shouldn't hold together, and I went into this dreading a bombastic, incoherent mess. You know, Justice League. That doesn't happen is something of a miracle. That the film is absorbing, entertaining, and surprisingly fleet-footed for its running time is frankly breathtaking. It's the equivalent of the pyramids crossed with McDonald's French fries, at once an awe-inspiring construction whose genesis defies explanation, and a full-on commercial commodity that also happens to be the gold standard for its category. Credit goes to directors Anthony and Joe Russo, whose previous work on Captain America: Civil War, specifically The Airport Clash, clearly served as a mini-audition for how you can bring an entire ensemble of super beings together and still keep the audience invested in the fate of the individual members. Credit also has to go to writers Christopher Marcus and Stephen McFeely, who balance action, humor, drama, and cosmic consequences amazingly. The numerous special effects studios who have generated both terrestrial and extraterrestrial settings that are both epic and frequently flat-out beautiful, and editors Jeffrey Ford and Matthew Schmidt, who lead us through the parallel storylines without missing a beat or making us feel overwhelmed. And let me note one other amazing thing, and it involves a small plot spoiler, but not a disastrous one. One of my biggest bugaboos is when a film leaves us with an ellipsis, taking us only partway through a story confident, sometimes wrongly, that we will be committed enough to return a year or two later for the wrap-up. I'm looking at you, Hunger Games. Avengers Infinity War does end on an ellipsis, but does not short us on providing a complete journey. And the brilliant thing about that is that the Russo brothers, along with Marcus and McFeely, have decided that the journey we go on with this film is not with any of the heroes, but with the film's big bad, Thanos, a formidable megalomaniac bent on decimating literally half the universe. With a grounded and nuanced performance by Josh Brolin, even slathered over with performance capture CG, the character is every inch the madman the good guys keep calling him, yet a madman with a compelling rationale and a vulnerability that lends a modicum of tragedy to his acts, including one particularly horrific act that I won't describe here. So here it is. Avengers Infinity War tells a full, compelling story from an unexpected perspective, leaving us primed for the next and presumably concluding chapter, which fortunately we'll only have to wait a year for. Question I have is this. The film pretty much styles itself as the Marvel movie to end all Marvel movies. And it delivers. So what's left? We'll find out next year. I have my concerns, but the Russos parted the waters this time, so who knows what they're capable of in the follow-up. Also opening theatrically this Friday, April 11th, is Lou Over the Wall, an animated film from the very unique Japanese director Masaaki Yuasa. Styled as a modern read on The Little Mermaid about a young siren, Lou, who becomes smitten with the garage band of a small seaside town and, more specifically, its sullen teen drummer. There are in this film points where the crossover with Hayao Miyazaki's Ponyo feel too blatant, as well as points where it clearly diverges, specifically in a focus on how this contemporary town has fallen upon hard times economically. But what you're coming for is Yuasa's endlessly versatile animation style, and how the director changes palettes to fit the moment, letting characters who are at extreme emotional states lose all boundaries of their physical form, becoming fluid entities, envisioning flashbacks as childlike, impressionistic swatches of color, and at one point having the townsfolk, entranced by Lou's singing, begin to jitterbug in a way that wouldn't look out of place in a Tex Avery cartoon. The transitions can happen even in the context of a single scene. It's a singular kind of mirthful anarchy, and I dig it. Yuasa's work has been sneaking into America in unexpected ways. He guest-directed an episode of Adventure Time a few years ago, and his more adult-oriented Mind Game was the April Fool's quote-unquote joke on Adult Swim this year. But Lou Over the Wall is kid-friendly way to discover his work. For Hour of the Wolf, I'm Dan Persons, hashtag ITMFA.
Okay, so thank you, Dan. Interesting review. No, I am afraid. No, I'm just not that interested in the anime film on the grounds that, oh, it's anime, not my favorite form at all. This always provokes controversy, but I haven't seen an anime film that has done it for me yet. So, hey, Rick, how are you? Okay. Yeah, we talked earlier today, so I'm going to Richard Bose's.